my only princess, my personal love of God, Imao Bong, happy, happy birthday. I am so grateful to God for you. I cannot believe that you are 27. I cannot believe it. But it is the truth. And I thank God for the privilege, you know, of not just having been chosen to be your mom, but of being able to watch you grow all these years into the Imao Bong that you are today and the Imao Bong that you are still becoming. Happy birthday, darling. You know what I just did? I just went and I listened to my last birthday podcast to you, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I hope you listened to it. And if you did, I hope you go listen to it again, because there were some of the things there that I really still, some of the things I would have loved to tell you again. So do me a favor, you know, go listen to the 26th birthday podcast that I sent to you last year, either now or after you listen to this one, so that I don't have to repeat myself on this podcast to you. How are you and how is the birthday going? And let me ask that crazy question people always ask you when you're celebrating a birthday, which really has no answer, but we always seem to ask it. How does it feel to be 27? I still can't believe that I have a 30-year-old and a 27-year-old. I have children that are those ages. It's just boggles my mind, but it takes me to a really deep level of gratitude to God, because now more than ever, I am realizing that, you know, this life we're living that we sometimes take for granted, it's really a privilege, and every morning, every day is such a gift, you know. And that's why I kind of titled this the way I titled it, you know, as kind of like a reminder. Happy birthday, my darling OP. Make every moment count. Honestly, Aima, now more than ever, you know, I pray that you would be deliberate and intentional about making every moment of your life count. In trying, you know, make a commitment to yourself to get the most out of every day that you're giving. Make a commitment to yourself, my darling, to make every single day you're given count for yourself and count for something. You know what I've found is a secret to, you know, joy, you know, that kind of joy that nobody can really give you or take away from you, apart from me being able to anchor my joy personally on the love that God has for me, and, you know, on Jesus Christ as well. When I want to personify joy, for me it's a person and it's Jesus Christ. But one other way that I've found that is kind of like a gateway to having a very good day, regardless of what happens, by the time you're going to bed at night, if you have decided that day to do two things. There's more, but these two things, I think the first one you're going to recognize, because we talked about it recently, and I do pray that you've, you know, gradually walked your way to doing that for yourself. And it's every day, no matter what is going on, determine to do something that you love, that you know gives you joy, that you know just puts us that extra, you know, bounce in your step, if you like. I know it kind of sounds very self-centered or self-focused, but the truth of the matter is, you can't give out of an empty cup. We need to take care of ourselves, especially the way we're feeling in our minds, you know. before we can even be of any use to anybody else. We can't give out of an empty cup. So find that thing once a day, no matter how small or trivial it may look to other people, as long as it is your thing, make a commitment to doing it at least once a day. And we know what your things are, you know, your guitar, playing your music. We know you love to dance, to go to the gym and dance, your drawing, whatever it is that is still a thing for you. Aima, please don't let one day go by where you don't tap into that, where you don't draw from that, where you don't let that be a part of your day. On this, your 27th birthday, in addition to everything I told you last year when you turned 26, please add this one. Find and enjoy those things that make your life just feel all right. Make your life just feel all right. For me personally, one of the things I do that makes my life feel all right all the time, no matter what, is if I just go down and check out old photos of us, old photos of myself with you guys growing up. You know, that's why you can see on the wall in my bedroom, I have a whole space there with photos littered across the space of when you guys were young, when I was with you in Lancaster, because that was one of my happiest times ever. And whenever I just look at them, no matter what else is going on around me, they just give me this buzz. They help me move along. Okay, so will you do that for me? That's just number one thing, and I only have two. So you can see I'm being very, very simple, because sometimes when things are too many, then it's difficult to remember. Last year there were quite a number, but please, and I listened to them and I felt, oh gosh, I really hope Aima is doing these things because they will make a difference. So please go and listen to that again. But the second one I wanted to say is similar to the first, but it's a bit different, because I find that it's one of the key ways that God helps us, you know, to look at the world and just see the beauty in the world. And just because we've gone out there to put a smile on another person's face. So number two is every day that God gives you, ask Him to help you find one person to bless. Sometimes in life we can be so focused on what's going on in our space that we have blinders on about the different things that are going on in the world. Find someone to bless. In your office, when you go in there, you know, is it the person who is behind the counter at the snack shop, or the lady who's cleaning down your desk, or is it a friend you haven't spoken to in years but you see on social media? Just find, and you know, sometimes it's as easy as even saying, okay, you know what, God, I want to do this today. Send someone my way that I can put a smile on their face. If you just pray that simple prayer and you do it, oh my gosh, there's such a feeling you get when you know you have made somebody's day, or you have allowed somebody to feel seen and valued and appreciated. It's such a buzz. It's actually quite addictive, and I think it's one of the few addictions that one can have if we're being led by God and if the motive is pure, you know, because sometimes if we're not careful, we fall into doing things because we want other people to know, or because we want them to be grateful to us. No, when you do these things, you're doing it purely because you're trying to be a channel of God's love and light to others, and you genuinely want to touch a life. And that's all. So, and when you know your motive is pure, sometimes you do these things and people don't even respond the way you believe. If you get upset, then you know you have to check your motive, because it has happened to me sometimes when you go out of your way to help somebody and it's almost as if, you know, they you didn't do anything. Their reaction can be quite off. But if you're hurt by that, or you're annoyed by that, or you wish you didn't do it because of their reaction, then there's a problem with your motive. This this thing we're doing, these two things, is really just a way to make our lives count for ourselves. So that every evening when we put our head on the pillow, when you put your head on the pillow, Aima, you have a sense of your life, you know, being it's full. You have that day you lived a full life because you fed your soul and you touched another person to the glory of God. That day was a good day. And that's the way to have many good days back to back, by doing those two things. And somehow when you begin to be intentional, I feel, about doing just those two things, other things come your way to even add more to the fullness of your life. Honestly, there's so much that I could tell you, you know, to remember. I could send you scripture upon scripture, Bible verse upon Bible verse. But one thing makes it all make sense for me, and I heard it recently about what it is to be a Christian, and it's kind of similar to what Jesus Christ said to us about, you know, love God with everything you have, all your heart, your strength, your might, and all of that, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you want to crunch down the whole of the Bible and the whole of everything God is asking from us into two sentences, that would be it. But I heard something similar, but it's just even one line, and it was, you know, whatever you would have anyone or the world do for you, go out there and do it for somebody else. It's as simple as that, you know. And I think if we did that, we would actually be living a full life. Imagine if we lived every day thinking about other people, saying to other people, doing for other people the things we would want them to think about us, do to us or for us, be for us, you know, say to us. If we behave that way to them, this world will really be a better place. There'll be some off things that are off, I agree, but generally We will all be living fuller lives, happier lives, and more joy-filled lives. And for you, my dear only princess, that's what I want for you. It's so easy to live in the past or live too far ahead in the future. That's why we all fall into those traps so easily. What's so difficult is actually one of the simplest things to do, but that's how life is. Sometimes what's so simple is so hard, which is to live in the now, live for today. And today, my love, I ask that you figure out what brings joy to your heart and do it today on this your birthday, Monday, March 11th, 2020, for you are 27. What brings joy to your soul? Aima, go do it. And as a special bonus to the universe, find someone random, ask God to show you the person, and go do something for that person to make them happy. And every day, just go and do that. And you see how you feel by the 31st of December, 2024, if there wouldn't have been a shift in the way you view your life. And I promise you, my dear, I promise you, I know it like I know my name, that you see this God whose trait of love you carry as a name, Imao Bong, the love of God. You see the plans he has for you, even you, if you could see into the book of your life, you will be shook. But if he showed us everything at once, it will not be good for us. That's why he does not. But step by step, he rules out the plans. So I am just asking you today, on your birthday, my love, trust God's love for you. Trust God's love for you. See how his love has worked for you all these years in the past. Why would he now not do be ready to do even more. I'm so grateful to him, and I know that you are as well. But on this your birthday, because I know there's a lot going on left, right and center in the world, it seems very dodgy and all of that, but it doesn't matter. You just keep your eyes on the God who has placed you on the face of the earth. I am super duper proud of you. I am super duper grateful to be your mom, to be the one that God chose to be your mom, because he could have chosen all manner of women, but he chose you. He chose me to be your mom, and I'm grateful to him for that. And I pray that every day you wake up and every night you go to bed, you know that at least you have one woman out there. And I'm not the only one, you know that, but at least you have one person out there who you know is rooting for you and praying for you and trusting that God would make sure that every promise he has spoken to me over you will come to pass. In Jesus Christ's name, happy birthday, Ima. I love you 3,000, but you know what I always say, God loves you more. God will always love you more. And that's the best love to have, because that is a love that controls the entire universe. So while I may be mommy and I have my mommy superpowers, there is nothing like having the covering of the Almighty God, the creator of the entire universe, right there, living in your heart and watching over you. Happy birthday, darling. Have a fantastic day and year ahead. And remember, please go listen to last year's podcast, because everything I said then, I still stand by today. Happy birthday, my love. And to you who's clicked on play to listen to this podcast, I pray that you've taken something away from this, and that you also will go scroll down and listen to the last podcast I sent to my only princess, my favorite daughter, my favorite only daughter, Ima, because I'm confident that by the grace of God, there'll be something in there for you as well. Even I, listening to it, I renewed some of my commitments to myself. Life is too short, guys. Life is too short. Let's make every moment count. Thank you for listening and celebrating my daughter with me and my family. God bless you and have a great day. Ciao. Shalom. Bye, Ima. Love you.